Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. You have reached the Maryland Abuse Hotline. How can I help you today?
Hello.
Hi, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Eric, and I have the potential customer for a male and sexual abuse claim. He's on the line with me right now.
Okay. You may transfer him.
Then I get you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. Hey, and just in case we get disconnected, is the correct number here 945-766-4358?
Yes.
And do I have your permission to call you back if we get disconnected or text you?
Yes.
Okay. How are you doing today?
Fine.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Darrell.
Darrell, D-A-R-E-L-L?
D-E-R-R-E-L-L.
That's D as in dog, right, Darrell?
No, D as in George.
Z-E-R-R-E-L-L.
No, D as in George.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that, sir. Okay. And bear with me, sir. And let me pull this open. Now, would you be filing this, or did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And have you already gotten an attorney to help you with this, sir?
No.
Okay. And just to confirm, and I'm sorry, these questions are I'm just following the script here. No one has sent you anything for you to sign with your finger on your phone or a packet in the mail to send back regarding that. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, who would you be filing this claim on behalf? Is it for
yourself?
Yourself. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And have you ever received any money from anybody regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
And did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, a school, a church while you were under their care?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so, so sorry, sir. What? Do you know what facility the abuse occurred at?
It was the Walter P. Carter Center.
Yeah, that's the one on Pratt Street?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What were the dates of the abuse?
I don't know the specific dates.
As best as you can remember. Thank you. That'll work.
It was around the September 2001.
And was it ongoing or was it just one time?
It was once.
Okay. And that was at the Pratt Center. And what was your age at the time of the abuse?
14, almost 15.
I'm so sorry, brother. And what was the abuser's role at the facility?
I want to say he was a custodian.
Okay.
A custodian, janitor, something
okay.
of that nature.
All right. Do you know his name, first name, anything like that?
I'm not good with, but if only people I remember of that staff were, I think his name was Tony, something like that.
Uh-huh. And was he one of the abusers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you give me a physical description? And was there more than one abuser?
No.
Okay. Can you give me a physical description of Tony? Just as best as you can remember. Because you remember, you were 14 years old. All adults look bigger to you in real life. You know what I mean? I get that. So, do you remember? Tell me what you remember, sir.
I think I remember him being a tall, slimmer, older black man.
Okay. Do you remember if he was bald, if he had hair?
I can't remember.
Okay.
The details.
Okay, that's okay. I just have to ask you. Do you remember if he was overweight, underweight, wore glasses, anything like that?
He was a slimmer yeah. built man.
Okay, you did say that. No tattoos, anything like that, muscular, anything like that, right?
Not that I can recall.
Okay, that's fine, sir. And he was the janitor, as far as you remember, okay? And again, just to confirm, during this time frame when you referred to, it was just the one time we're talking about here, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And what was the nature of the abuse? Was it sexual abuse?
It was sexual abuse, mental abuse. No penetration, but it was more like, can you give me a second?
Sure.
Can you give me a second, sir?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's just hard for me to speak on it.
I understand, sir. And take your time. And I trust me, I don't know if you figured this out yet, but I'm an elderly gentleman myself, and I have kids and grandkids. And you know what? The reason I take these calls is because I just think it's terrible, and I don't think anybody should have to go through it. So I don't judge. I only want to get justice for you. That's really what I'm here for. So there is no reason to be. There's no embarrassment. There's no nothing here other than we want to help you. I truly assure you that from my heart. So you go ahead when you're ready, okay? And what I am going to ask you to describe the abuse that occurred. So you just, when you're ready.
I mean, it was more of a groping. He tried penetration, but I make a noise or a loud gesture to get someone's attention.
Was it good for you? Did you still have your clothes on, or was the touching over the clothes, under the clothes?
I mean, I was getting out of the shower.
And did he physically touch you?
He grabbed my genital area.
Okay, so he touched your genitals. Your okay. Did he touch your penis, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for telling me. I know it's hard. All right, and then that's at that point, what you did is you made a noise, and so that perhaps he wouldn't draw attention upon himself, he backed up, correct?
He panicked and moved away like he was cleaning the area.
Okay. Good for you for speaking up. So you made a loud noise, right?
Yes, but... I don't think no one was alerted, but it got the reaction that I needed. And
right, it was enough good for you. I'm so happy to hear that, because whether or not anybody else heard it, it made him back off. That's the point. So good for you. Good for you. All right. So let me back this up. Groping. I'll skip the area words, but groping, touched. You made a loud noise. The gentleman panicked and backed off. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. How old are you now?
38.
38. Thank you. Okay. Let me go back up and see what I missed. Yeah, and don't forget, if you know anybody else at that facility that went through anything like what you did, I'm not ever going to ask you for anybody's name or phone number, but if you could please give them my name and phone number. If they want to seek justice, please give them my name and phone number. And I actually started to type that. I hadn't sent it yet, so hold on. And I only say that because I'm at the point here where we're just moving on, and I think you've got a case here. I didn't put what my name – I just put my name and number. I didn't put what this was pertaining, okay, there?
Okay.
Well, just in case anybody looks at your phone, it's none of their business, right?
Right. That's correct.
Okay, good. All right. Now, where did the abuse occur? It was in the shower, I believe you said.
It was in the locker room.
Locker room,
which
yeah.
has a shower attached to it.
Gotcha, like most do. Okay. Had you ever disclosed this to anybody? And there's no right or wrong answer. If you didn't, you can tell me no. That's fine.
No, I didn't. I really was more embarrassed and scared. But once I realized it was taking an emotional toll on not only me, but my relationships with people that I encountered, I figured
yeah.
that...
Thank you.
No.
That was actually my next question. So rather than read that back to you, I'm just going to type in here what you just told me. I hope that in any way, talking to me and filling out this form and moving forward, I hope it gives you a sense of relief.
I wouldn't necessarily say a sense of relief, but it's more of a, I guess, I you know how when you bottle something in for so long?
I do.
And you hold in those emotions?
Yes, sir. Not good. So not good. You are correct. Are you currently working?
No.
And was law enforcement ever involved? Did you ever report this to law enforcement? And it's okay if you didn't.
No.
And did you have any cooperation? Well, this is easy. Do you have any cooperation that you were at that facility? In other words, do you got anything that shows you were at that facility at all?
I think my parents keep
okay.
copies of that. I'm not sure.
I'm sure they do.
But I can ask them if they had a documentation, and I can provide it at a later time. But
I wouldn't be asking for it. I wouldn't be asking for it on this call, just so you know. Okay.
Okay.
So what I would put in here, and here's what we'd be looking for. It's not a church, but one of them is sacramental documents. But no, that wouldn't apply. But like school records or even family members who can corroborate. So if your mom can corroborate, that would be yes, your mom. So in other words, it doesn't necessarily have to be paper documentation. Just you have to say yes, he was there. So that'd be your mother. Or the written record, whichever you prefer. Now, please confirm
the written record.
That's fine, but we're not going to be asking you for anything on this phone call, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Now, please confirm your gender for me.
Male.
I know. I have to ask. And what is your date of birth?
1/27/87.
Did you say 1/27/1987?
1/27/1987.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I do apologize, but on every certain word I have a hard time hearing. It kind of warbles out a little bit.
Okay.
So I do, like on your first name, can you please spell it for me, the first letter slowly, because I keep missing that first letter.
G?
G.
Giraffe.
Jarrell, yes. Thank you. G-A-R-R-E-L-L, is that it?
G-E-R-R-E-L-L.
I was close. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Jarrell. Now, please spell your last name for me.
King. K-I-N-G.
Gotcha. Jarrell King, pleasure to meet you, sir. Now, Mr. King, do you have any suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
And what is your email address, Mr. King?
My first name, my last name, 5@gmail.com.
Thank you, sir. And I will confirm that for it with you in 1 second. So I have GERRELLKING5@gmail.com.
That'll be correct.
Thank you, sir. And then for your phone number, again, I have 945-766-4358, correct?
That'll be correct.
Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Either or is fine.
Thank you for that. And what is the best time of day to get a hold of you, sir?
Anytime is available. Anytime is a good time.
Thank you. And what is your current contact address?
1003 WINDMILL Farms Boulevard, apartment 1311.
In what city?
Forney.
And that's apartment 1311, did you say, sir?
Yes.
And that's in Kaufman County, Texas, 75126, correct?
Yes.
Have you ever received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No.
Okay. And let me look at something here. All right. We do request an emergency contact. This would basically be in the event that we can't get a hold of you, we wouldn't be discussing the details of the case. It would just be someone that we could call and say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Mr. King. That would be like if your phone number changed or was out of service or something and something was important. Can you provide an emergency contact?
Do I need to provide one?
Well, I could.
I'm pretty much. If you call and it's the same number, I'm going to answer. Or if you call and it's a,
see, that's the thing. The firm itself, it would be a different number. And even my desk phone number is different than I'm on the dialer right now with you. So if you look at, like, this text I just sent you, the phone number is different. So I can use your email. I can use your address. I can even use a friend. I mean, it's up to you. If you don't want to put an emergency contact, I can just put you don't want to, if you don't want to.
You can put my email.
Okay. All right, let me keep going. And do you have a second, an alternate phone number by chance?
I can get back with you on that.
You don't have to. You're okay. I'll just make sure on that, because that's actually the last question. And if you don't mind, I don't think you're required to put an emergency contact. I think they like it in the event that they can't get a hold of you. But do you mind if I just check and make sure that that'll be okay? Because that's the last question, and you'll have a claim.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, you're all right, sir. I thought it would be okay. I just wanted to double check. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
I know what it is. I think I signed it through a job or two.
Okay, let me see here. Let me just look this over. Oh, you know what? It wants their phone number. I'll get it here. I'll go on the internet. That's interesting. They have Walter Carter's on the list. The intake is asking me for the phone number, so I'll just get it from Google. Bear with me. And there it is. Yeah, I apologize about that. Typically, it knows the phone numbers on these lists, but I guess sometimes some of them change. Okay. Oh, and what is your Social Security number, sir?
I mean, I don't know it by heart. Let me, I'm going to get it out and I'm going to give it to you.
A different phone number?
You said the Social Security number?
Yeah, I need the Social Security number to be able to pull your records. That's exactly correct.
I'm going to pull my card out and I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, thank you. I'll hold.
If the screen is moving around, that means that the pop-up didn't happen.
You ready?
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
It's 458. A13991.
Thank you, sir. 458-813991. Okay. Yeah, let me get this ready to go for you here. Okay, it's just doing its thing on my end. DocuSign itself does a quick little check on it to make sure that it's not looking for errors, just making sure I didn't leave. Okay, we made that. Just make sure I didn't leave anything blank. So let me go here. Now, let me help you a little bit with signing this. It's pretty simple to do. So I'm sending it to you right now. And it is going to come to you both via text as well as email. Generally, people find the email the easiest way to do this document. I mean, the text. If you want to click on the text message that I just received, you can put me on speakerphone if it might help you too. But do you see a text message that says from Randall Reese, Mass Tort Strategies, DocuSign?
Got it.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. And the first thing it's going to ask you, I believe, is that Randall Reese has sent you documents to review and sign. And anything, just to give you a tip on this, anything that you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow. You're not going to have to physically put anything in there other than your signature. Everything else is going to auto-populate with the exception of one click on the first page that asks you to click the box that you agree to use electronic records and signatures. Do you see that on your screen?
Yes, give me 1 second.
Take your time, sir.
I'm going to switch from my headset to the...
And it, like I say, if we become disconnected, we'll call you.
I'm on now.
Okay. Go ahead and click on that where you see the little box down in the corner and hit next, if that's what you see. If not, tell me what you see on your screen. Excuse me.
Just to continue. It says agree to.
Yep.
Continue.
Yep.
Then it's highlighting the... Can you give me 1 second? I got to let my daughter in the gate.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Hey.
Yes, sir. You ready?
Hello.
Yep.
So I see where it says my name.
Yeah. All right.
Red box.
Do you see? Okay, touch that red box. Oh, no, not the red box. Do you see where it says start? And it's in yellow. Or does it say next or continue or anything like that? I know you're in the document because I got a notification. So what do you see on the screen? Forget about what it says in those little red boxes. Do you see something that says start?
I see where it says sign, but it's at the bottom.
Okay. Is there a box that you're supposed to sign in it? You might be ahead of me. Okay, down at the bottom. Touch that box. Touch it with your finger.
I already have.
Okay, does another box open up and ask you to put your signature, say draw your signature?
Yeah, it does.
Did you draw your signature?
I am slowly dying.
Yeah.
Did you hit adopt and sign down on the bottom?
Yes.
Oh, you're way ahead of me. Okay. Then touch that next thing, then hit next.
Hold on real quick.
Sure. Basically, what's going to happen is any of those little yellow stickies that you see, you're just going to want to touch them because you already got your signature in there. So you're just going to want to touch them and then hit next or continue or whatever tells you to keep doing. And then when you get to the last page, it'll say finish. And when you tap finish, it'll tell you if you missed anything. And then when you're completely done, a copy of this will get deposited into your email.
Okay, hold on. Make it
you're doing fine. I haven't gotten any error messages, so you seem to be doing fine.
What does it say? It say attach.
Oh, no, you don't have to attach anything on this, I don't believe. Let me look at the document.
It say upload driver license or government ID.
Oh, they do want you to upload an ID. Do you have an ID on you? I'll show you how to do it. It's super easy. It needs an ID, right?
No.
You don't have to do an ID?
No ID.
You don't have to do an ID. Hit finish. Just touch finish. I didn't think we did. Some of the claims do, but I don't think you do. Just hit finish.
It says required.
It's telling you ID is required?
Yeah.
Okay. Then go back and let's do it. It says required. Huh? Right. So I could go in and delete it and resend it if he doesn't want to. Okay, hit finish. It says required. No, you're missing something else that's required. When you hit finish on there, do you see anything that does it take you to anything with red X's? Jarrell?
I don't see nothing.
Okay. So when you hit finish, tell me what it says.
It's taking me back to that attached to, what's it called?
The ID.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, let's see what's going on. I wonder if that's a glitch on the mapping because it didn't think that it required it. Oh, okay, she said there's a glitch. Go ahead and exit out. She's going to fix it. She says to tell him to exit out. She's going to fix it. I think she's going to, yeah. All right, go ahead and exit out. I'll have to send that to you again. I'm so sorry, but you're not going to have to upload your ID to that. I didn't think you did. That was throwing me off. So my intake manager, I just texted her. She's going to fix that for us. So you get, well, at least you got to learn. Bear with me. But like I say, you won't have to upload the ID.
So can you tell me more about the program and what the
sure.
the legal part of it? What
sure.
The,
I have a whole thing to read to you anyways here, so just bear with me one second. Absolutely, I'll tell you all about that. And also it's on the document, so I'll pull that up for you as well. Tell her that it won't let you exit. Okay, she said just exit and go back. You don't have to resend it. So just exit that, close out that whole text that you were on. And then
Okay,
then you can go back and start over again. I'll go, and then I'll pull this up and I'll tell you what you were asking me at the same time.
Go back to that text that you sent me?
Yes, go back to that same text that I sent you, just reopen it again. And then let me know if you're having any difficulties, because I think you know what you're doing already. That wasn't you, actually. That was on our end, the mapping. And is it opening for you okay, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So what I was going to tell you, if I can talk while you're typing, what I was going to tell you is the details is that it's a standard legal fee, meaning that it's 40-60 split. You get the 60. The contingency fee is only charged in the event that they're successful in your claim. If there is no successful verdict, you will owe no money whatsoever. In fact, there will never be any out-of-pocket expenses passed on to you. So these guys are going to pull the records, and they're going to do all the work that they need to do to present this over. And you've got a really, really good firm that works with you. They are going to be reaching out to you. And I was also going to tell you, this is what I'm supposed to read to you. The law firm will be reaching out to you soon. Normally, I would say today, but it's a little bit late in the day. So they may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today. That's completely normal. When I say the law firm, I'm referring to your attorney, okay? And I'll give you their name and number as well. It's part of the process to confirm all the details, ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may ask you to sign additional forms, but I don't really think they're going to, because you did a really, really good job of providing the information. But if they do, that's fine. It's only to collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you should happen to see any paperwork from them, it would come via email or text. Return it to them as soon as you can. If you have any questions about that, you can reach out to me or to the attorney directly. Now, usually what happens on these guys is they'll make an attempt to reach out to you, and if for some reason or nothing they don't answer, they'll leave you a voice message, but they'll also let me know that they didn't make contact with you, in which case I would be calling you again. So I would call you back. And all that would be to do is, hey, I got you on the phone. I'm going to transfer you over for your welcome call now. Typically, when you have the welcome call, it's very, very, very short in time frame. So it really won't be anything that's going to, you know, mess with your day or anything like that. But all we need to do now is finish that document, and then you're ready to roll on that. And then I'll just be sending you a couple follow-up text messages, and a copy of that document will be deposited into your email box. So there's no need to download the DocuSign application. If for some reason you ever lose that document, I have a file of it and can easily email you a copy of it. And if for any reason you ever decide to pull out of this case, you will gladly be provided with a letter of release, and there will be no charge to you. Did I answer everything there for you, sir, Mr. King?
Pretty much.
I hope so, brother. I do, okay? But they're all pertinent questions. I know that. You have every right to ask. So.
I mean, it's just I know it's a lengthy process.
No, these ones actually go pretty quick because, and I'll tell you why, is the state of Maryland has already set aside money for this project. It doesn't. In other words, the mass litigation has already been done. So really, it's just a matter of getting your claim in there, these guys getting the records, providing whatever corroboration. But listen, the thing is they over there at that juvenile detention center, they have lists. They're going to find out you were there. And I can guarantee you this, for whatever it's worth, I already know this for a fact because I've taken claims from other guys at that same facility. And if I can't give you any details of any other case, but I will tell you, it's not the only janitor that's been called out on stuff like this, sir. Okay. And I can honestly tell you that thank God you made that loud noise, because other kids that maybe got a little scared and went quiet, they might not have been as lucky, sir. And I'm being serious. I promise you that. So good for you. God had his arms around you. Any questions so far, Jarrell?
You pretty much answered.
Good. That's my job. Any questions on getting that document returned to me? Can we get it done?
I thought I did.
Oh, no, I haven't gotten it back yet. Let me double check. You have to hit finish at the very end. No, it shows me I haven't even gotten the message that you're back in it, so.
It said the agreement has been signed successfully.
Okay, let me see what happens. Somehow did I get logged out, or did it go to someone else? Nope, that's weird. It says completed now. You are so right. Oh, there, I just got a notification that it was completed. All right, let me look at it, make sure everything's good. It's so far, so good. Good job. Good job. There's the authorization for
the
release.
On the litigation part, you said 60, 40.
You get the 60.
Yeah, so they...
But that's only...
That's
only if they're successful. No, but you know what you could do? When you have the welcome call with Phillips, the attorney, you can ask him and you can also go into Google what the average settlement is, but this is a very, very small claim as opposed to like a super national one. This is pertaining to just Maryland. I would honestly ask the attorney what you could expect in terms of results. Seriously. I can't speculate. That's beyond my pay level. I can't speculate on things like that. I'm not even allowed to. But if I had the question, typically what I would do is go to Google. But in your case,
I wouldn't even know what to Google.
When you have that welcome call with the attorney, ask them by all means. Just say it like I just told you. Just say, hey, you know, what can I expect in terms of results of this case? And then hear what they have to say.
Okay. What would you Google to find out?
I would Google. Let me think about this for 1 second. Okay. You know I'm doing it. I'm just not allowed to tell you. hold on. See, this claim's been going on for 2 years. Oh, that's quite a big fund. I can tell you how much the fund is. There's $3.1 billion set aside. That I can tell you.
You said $3.1 million?
Billion.
Dang.
I told you this has already been through court. I don't know what you're going to get, but I would put in Maryland sex abuse claims result amounts or Maryland sex abuse claims settlements, something like that, something along there. Okay, but remember that's a big view. Okay, so the dollar amounts I hear are very, very large. I wouldn't tell you to expect that.
I typed it in. It said 890,000.
Yeah, I would have that conversation with the attorney, okay?
Yeah.
For sure. But that never should have happened to you, and I do thank you so much for, you know, being willing to, like you said, it's hard to talk about this. You don't even know who I am. So, you know, I appreciate you putting the trust in even having the conversation with me. And like I say, if there's anything else I can do, anything I can help you with, you please let me know, Mr. King. And God forbid if you know anybody else. But I know you don't talk about this, so you probably don't. But if it comes up and you want to give somebody my number, please feel free to do so, sir.
Will do.
All right. And you're probably going to hear from me again on this, because typically the way it works is the attorney will try a call, but then they'll just give it back to me. But if you don't, I'd wish you the very, very best. But if you do, I just look forward to speaking to you again.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions at this point?
Not at the moment.
Okay. If you think of anything, like I said, that number I texted you, my desk phone, 949-688-6436, I take text messages to that phone. So I don't know if you do that, texting or anything. But
what
is
it, 9?
Yeah, 949-688-6436. That's not through the dialer. That's my desk phone. And like I said,
okay. What would the name be?
Randy Reese. R-E-E-S-E.
Okay.
All right. So, like I say, that would be the number in the future that if I call you, that's the number that I'll be calling you from. And let me see if I can tell you what the area code of the attorney would be. Usually it's me that calls you back, but These guys are good.
You think they'll call today? It's 6 o'clock Texas time.
No, I don't think they will call today. They would either be calling from a 602 area code, or they sometimes will send text messages. So watch for an automated text message as well. That might come within the next 24 to 48 hours. Let's do this. If you don't hear from them within 48 hours or hear back from me within 48 hours, I'll make sure I check on this case. That's the end of business on Monday, okay? And if I have to follow up with you, I'll do so.
Okay. So expect about 6 months from start to finish?
I don't know. Is that what it says?
Okay, I'm just
asking. You're trying to get out of me what I can't talk about. You know that, Mr. King. Ask the attorney on that one, okay? But they're moving pretty quick. They are. But seriously, ask him what the average time frame is.
Okay.
Okay. And if I – honestly, they forbid me for saying things like that because I can't put false expectations into your brain. I can't.
No, it's not a false expectation. It's just a scope.
I understand. I don't know. I really don't know that one. But I Google it. Google it, Mr. King. You're good, dude. I like that. Don't hesitate to reach back out if you have additional questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
All right.
Bye-bye now.